Well, I'd like to address the young people, which I often do. I don't know whether you're blessed by it, but I am. And if you're just thinking, oh, no, not this again, can't tell him to shut up. Well, be honest, just tell me, because I won't be offended. I won't be offended. But I trust that we do get something out of it. Who's got a Bible here? You want the Bible in your hand? Right, young man. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you would. All right, you got it? Have you got it there? Would you read out verses 20, 26 and 27?
Where is the wife? Where is the squire? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
Sorry, and 27, yes.
But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things of the Almighty.
Right, thank you. Now, any suggestions, any thoughts on that? Have you ever read that before in the scriptures at all? Any thoughts about that? Any ideas? You're not going to go quiet on me again. Yes. Okay, things that are foolish to the world are wise to God. Now, what do you think would be foolish to the world, which is wise to God? Got any ideas what you think might be foolish? Yeah? Yeah, that was the first thing that... that was the first thing that entered my mind. I was wondering if any of you would come up to that. Now, what is more foolish than coming to church? It's absolutely foolish, isn't it? Huh? You agree? If you look at the world's eyes, it's absolutely foolish doing this, isn't it? How many of them do you tell that you went to church? Do you sort of tell them you went to church on Sunday? How many of them actually know? Well, we've got a few are nodding heads, some know, some are keeping quiet about it. Yes, some do. Yeah, so we've got a mixture, haven't we? Because we somehow partly feel, you know, this is strange. It's not sort of what is done, certainly now in this last generation. I think 50 years ago, it wouldn't have been a problem at all. But I think it is now, and certainly amongst our young people's generation. So they would look at you rather strangely and say, oh, are you religious? You know, that's the sort of usual thing that will come out. So there we begin to get an example of what Paul, the Apostle Paul, is actually saying here. Now, all of you young people go to school, or some of you may be starting to go to college. Schools pride themselves in it, their education. And of course, the country law says that you have to be educated. And God, like everything, he uses everything, and he can use our education. But the education system that you are under is of this world. And it boasts itself, it prides itself in its wisdom, its pride. The schools have pride. You know, if you achieve things for the school and so forth. So that is what you're under. That is what you are being taught. You are being taught what man has achieved in this world. And of course you learn that if you learn history and so on. So all that you're being taught has evolved through men and women and passed it on. And that's really what education is about. Now, Paul says that I come with a gospel a teaching that doesn't promote that, that doesn't exalt that, but I come with a different teaching. And what did Paul boast in? What was the one fundamental thing that he boasted in above everything else? Any idea? I know you've always got the answers. I'm really impressed, but I want to see if somebody else, because see if they agree with what you said. What did Paul boast in? What was his one fundamental teaching that he boasted in? It's actually there in that context. Come on, you're not all going quiet on me. Come on, Robert, you know. Jesus, yes, but also something else. His faith, and also something else. Is something else? Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, absolutely, God. Yes. What else did he boast in?
The wisdom of God.
The wisdom of, what was the wisdom of God that he boasted in? Where was the wisdom of God fully seen, displayed for mankind? Where was it ultimately revealed?
Yeah.
When Jesus died on the cross. That's what I wanted. That is what he revealed. The wisdom of God was the cross. Now, why did he reveal the wisdom of God's mind, the cross? Why did he reveal that? Why does the Apostle Paul boast in that? Have you any idea why he boasts in that? Yes? Because that is where you have eternal life. Absolutely. And so, that is why we have the gospel. And this gospel, my friends, is God's mind to you. The gospel, the word, is God's wisdom and not man's wisdom. And that is why for some it is good news and for others it is an offence. But for those who are being called by God, this is good news because this is God's wisdom. For man's wisdom is a wisdom that is dying, that will be judged, and that will come to an end. But the wisdom that is to be found in this book is eternal and will stand and last forever. And that's why the world thinks you're foolish. But let them. Doesn't matter, because you have a great opportunity to pray for them, that God, like he's done with you, will also open their eyes.